This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The city of Denver will likely pay more than $4.7 million to Black Lives Matter protesters arrested during the city's curfew in 2020. Protesters claim that Denver police officers selectively enforced the curfew to specifically target protesters, violating their First Amendment rights. It's the second part of a lawsuit that has already awarded millions of dollars in damages. City Council approved the payment today. Now the agreement awaits court approval. This weekend marked 60 years since the March on Washington. Retired Denver County Court Judge Diane Briscoe was among the thousands who returned this weekend to honor the civil rights anniversary. Her mother, Ruth Cousins Denny, attended the original march.
Walking in my mother's shoes, I don't feel that I've done the kind of work that she's done. You know, I, of course, came along at a different time, but I still work on injustice and social justice issues. And so in that way, my life is very much like hers.
Briscoe says her mother started the Congress of Racial Equality in Denver. The group worked against job and housing discrimination. Briscoe herself is only one of a few Black women serving on Colorado's bench. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Arapahoe and Adams counties in Colorado, and that's in effect through 7:40. Three earthquakes shook the Colorado-New Mexico border over the weekend. The quakes were all in the same general area west of Trinidad. The United States Geological Survey says the largest came Saturday morning and registered at a magnitude of 4.0. This is CPR News.